God bless you. Praise the Lord. Certainly good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Let's stand to our feet and we'll just read a scripture here. Turn with me to Psalms 24. Psalms 24. Amen. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us just bow in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we are truly grateful for the opportunity to come and to worship here tonight. Truly, oh God, we come with a heart of expectation, believing that you'll just minister to us, Lord, the things that we have need of. We pray that you would anoint the minister that would come to preach the word of the Lord to us. And God, may we leave here knowing that we have heard from heaven. We ask that you would just bless each one that has arrived, those, God, that are still on the way, give traveling mercies to. And Father, all those that are watching online, we ask that you minister to them as well. And Lord, may you get all the glory and you get all the praise and the honor from all that we do tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Do we have the words to this particular song? Amen.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing it again.
Oh, all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Let's sing it again with all our heart.
Oh, yes, all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, for your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Hallelujah, sing it again.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Well, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness. Yes, it's running after me. One more time, say, your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Hey, your goodness. Well, it's running after me. Oh, with my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running after me.
All my life.
And all my life you have been faithful. Oh, Lord, all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has blessed us once again tonight to have one of the brothers from the UK ministering for us, Brother Teach. He told me, he says, well, I'm kind of on vacation. I said, well, brother, while you're here, we're going to have to use you. And, you know, he said he agreed and said, I'll do the vacation thing on tomorrow. So I trust the Lord to bless him. Amen. As he just sacrificed for us here tonight. I know he'll be leaving to go back home on Friday, I believe. And just happy to have him and his two sons here with us. Amen. On tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Brother Jod reached out to me a little early and says, Brother Jack, is Brother Gwenna or Brother Steve ministering? Amen. On Wednesday night, I say, well, Brother teaches. And he says, well, I'm going to let some of the saints know. And so it's good to have some of the saints from Brother Wesco's, amen, here with us tonight. And I know that there's some also that are watching us online tonight. So we say praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Before we would have Brother Teach come, I had a prayer request here that we want to acknowledge. Brother Wesco is actually having, says, please keep me in prayers. I'm going into Palms West tomorrow for a minor procedure. Trusting God that all will go well by God's grace. So before Brother Wesco goes in for this procedure, we want to offer a word of prayer on his behalf. And I'll just trust that God would go before him, that he would lead and guide the doctors and the nurses and everyone that'll be a part of this procedure. So let's just bow, amen, in a word of prayer. Father, we come on behalf of your servant. Lord, he wanted to wait till after the meetings were over before he proceed forward with this minor procedure. And God, how we saw you bless him in such a special way over the weekend. And God, just seeing him just revived. And Lord, just on fire for the word that was being preached. God, we thank you for that. And Lord, we anointed him with oil. We prayed over him, just believing, oh God, that you would just touch his body. And Lord, as he's just preparing for this particular procedure, we're asking that you would go before him, that you, God, would just be there with the doctors, the nurses, everyone that'll be there. May there be no ill effects that come from this. May his body heal perfectly well. And oh God, just renew and give them strength, oh God, as our prayer, just to endure. Your servant has been carrying a pretty good load there, Father, but we just pray that you just help him undertake, Father, the load that he has. And Lord, we declare that you are a healer. So we thank you for your healing virtue flowing from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Even right now, we thank you for healing, Father, for your servant. It's in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. 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 Amazing grace. Amen. How sweet the sound. Amen. So our precious brother Teach would come. We want him to take his liberty. And I'm sure that you will be blessed. Amen. By the thought that the Lord gives us, amen, on tonight. Let's sing with all of our hearts.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now, oh, I'm found. Oh, bless you, saints. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. While you're still standing, we might just read the scripture so that we can save time. Just want to read from the book of Matthew. Thank you very much, musicians. From the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, starting from verse 28. Amen. Praise God. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gerasenes, they made him too possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swines feeding. So the devil besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of the swine. And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the head of the swine. And behold, the whole head of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devil. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we just bow and pray? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for your gift of life, and we thank you, Lord, that we've made it this far. Father, we never knew that we'll be here.
But Lord, we are here, Father, because of divine providence. Father, dear Jehovah, you know my heart. You know, Father, dear Jehovah, given an opportunity, I wouldn't want to stand here. Father, you know that my plans, it canceled, and I asked thee, Lord, that, Lord, I didn't want to come. But Lord, you made me to come here, and I just pray you commit everything into your hands. Father, this opportunity, I took it, Lord, Father, because I wanted to give it to you. Father, so Lord, you have your own way. Father, these are your children. They are great people. Father, may you speak to them in a mighty way. I just pray, dear Jehovah, may you do something new today. Father, dear Jehovah, to encourage them, Lord. Father, we are here in this same vineyard, working, Lord, and laboring. Father, as they labor on this side, Father, may you bless them. Father, may you do something, Lord, to us today. Father, may those that are traveling, may they grant them safe traveling passage. And we thank you, Lord, for our precious pastor, Brother Jack, to give us this opportunity to speak to your children. Father, he is a steward of this ministry. Father, we thank you for everything. Father, we feel really humble, and we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor. In the wonderful and precious name of our King and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Thank you very much, Brother Jack, for the confidence and the opportunity to come and minister the word of God. Amen. I really feel small, especially when you've got all these big giants around you, big ministers. So. I would have preferred. I normally just want to do Sunday school and prayer meetings. So preaching is not my cup of tea. So please just bear with me. You know, I heard in finance they said high risk, high returns. I pray that, Brother Jack, your risks, you have high returns tonight. Amen. Amen. So that was a big risk. Amen. I've just came here with my two sons. I left my wife, my other two children, Shamga and Bethel. So I come with Joel and Shama. And today is Shama's birthday. So yeah, so God knew that when I get old, I always forget the anniversaries. So God made sure that he comes on our anniversary. So praise God, amen. I've enjoyed my time here, the fellowship, ministers and everything. You guys have treated us very, very well. Am I clear? Yeah, and you know, I think this was more than hospitality. If my brother here would have said they would have been put into a hospital with intensive care. So we have been intensively cared for by West Palm Beach and for everything. God bless you. There's no ways I can express. The prophet said the best words you can say is God bless you, and God richly bless you. Tonight we just want to go on a little text that I have entitled the Impossible Way. I know it's English is not my first language, so please forgive me. But I think it makes sense, the Impossible Way, or in another ways, it's a blocked way. So it's a way that has been blocked. So, but we want to speak on the impossible way. But for a little thought at the end, we want to say once is not enough. So this road has been blocked. If we are to take the journey into the scriptures in Matthew chapter 8, we hear the story that there was two maniacs, and they say these people, they said they blocked the way. Until people, they wanted to pass, but they says no man could pass that way. All right. So regardless of, if you wanted to go, you could not go through there. All right. Because they says those maniacs, they were there, and they said no man could do anything. They say they tried to tame them. Yeah. They could not tame them. They tried to, the nurses, the psychiatrists want to section them, and they could not section them. All right. There was no hospital that could be able to contain them. That's right.
So that way, you know, that way it was these maniacs, they stood in the way.
Right.
The operation was in the way.
Amen.
Until that way was impassable.
Right.
So if it is coming to church this way and the maniacs are in that way, you knew that you have to go the long route.
Oh, wow.
Regardless how much the shorter it is,
right.
Now you have to divert. You have to reroute, right?
Yeah.
So you have to go around it. You can't go there because that way has been blocked. And everyone knew that if you go there, you are a dead man. Because they say they tried with fetters, they tried with chains, and those maniacs, they were breaking them. So they had an intention that no man, they are coming short way. Every man has to go the long way. Whether you like it or you don't, they impose their authority. But this story is so important that even Jesus heard about it. That there is a way that is blocked. And no man could pass it. And at that time, if you look in Matthew chapter 7, he was already on a healing campaign. He was already preaching and he heard about this way. And the prophet said he had to cross the tumultuous sea. To make sure that he comes and address that impassable way. Brother, I want to tell you, there is a way that is blocked. There is a way in your life that may be blocked. There may be things that you want to achieve today, but you could not achieve it today. There are things that you want to achieve. You want your healing today, but your healing has been blocked. But because it has been blocked, you are going the wrong way, you are going the right way. You are going the long route. So that you can be able to make your destiny. I want to tell you, when God blesses you, you are blessed. If God says, I have healed you, you are healed. But why you are not healed, is just the devil who is delaying. The devil is good at delaying, and is good at delaying tactics. So he can delay. He cannot take you. Brother Jack, I want to tell you, the church cannot be taken from you. No. He can only delay it. So he's just taking the long route because there are maniacs that are in the way. So we want to deal with the maniacs that are in the way today because they are blocking. Because if you are going to school, it's 5 minutes to go to school. It will take you 30 minutes because someone is sinister. Someone has got no intentions for you to enjoy life. He says, why were they standing there? They said the people, they tried to bind them. The people, they tried to give them some psychiatric treatment, but they could not do it. They said they failed everywhere. But God had a good way. I want to tell you that regardless of, you're going to get somewhere, but the devil, he keeps on delaying. You need to watch the delaying tactics of the devil. Because you're already healed. Why does he want you to be healed tomorrow? Because that's Pharaoh's idea. When do you want healing? Tomorrow. Because we know we don't walk by faith, we walk by sight. And faith is now. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is what? It's now. Healing is not tomorrow. Healing is what? It's now. So, but the devil keeps on telling you, he wants to give you a painkiller solution. He doesn't want you to get healed. He just wants you to give you Panadol. It says we take 2 a day, you'll be fine for 2 hours. After 6 hours, the pain is back again and gives you. He doesn't want you to get healed. He tells you that, I give you a painkiller solution. And I want to tell you, the people, what they had for those maniacs was a painkiller solution. They says, let us bind them so that we can go. They didn't care about the people. They didn't care about the 2 maniacs. They said, no, the people must be bound so that we can go. What happens to them, we don't mind. But I want to tell you, you are so, so important in God that he does not spare any cost about your life. When it comes to you, God does not spare cost. Church, can you hear me? When it comes to you, God does not spare. He breaks the bank of heaven to make sure that you have your heart's desire. God does not stay. As the prophet says in the maniac, if you give me the next quotation. The prophet says that about the maniac of Gadara. He says, and we find him now out in a little ship coming across the sea, because over in another land in Gadara, one soul was calling for him, think across the sea in a mighty storm, all through dangerous peril, as he went that night to save one soul and to heal one person. He came from one side. He came from one side of the lake through the storm all night long to the next, to the storm, that great tide that might to heal one person. All right. He traveled all that long just to heal one person. Because God, he wanted a solution for the people. That the people that, you know, that have not been walking to church, that people that have not been going, that way is possible. I want to tell you, in your life, you might have a situation. Maybe you are sick and your way to healing has been delayed. I want to tell you, that way is possible. Because the doctors, they say, stage cancer 4, it cannot be healed. So they now put an impossible way. They impose it. And they says, you cannot make it. They tell you that the statistics of this disease, you cannot make it. They make sure that that way is impossible. But I want to tell you, Jesus, he still has got you in your mind. Jesus, you are an investment of God. God cannot lose you because God is not a poor investor. That calls you today and lose you tomorrow. God is the only business that is in profit today. If you want shares, don't buy Tesla, don't buy another share. I want to tell you, you need to buy God's shares. Because those shares, they never go down, they never depreciate. They are always in profit every day. So you might as well buy as many as possible because you can leave an inheritance for your children. I want to tell you, there is an impossible way tonight, not tomorrow, because faith is now. Because it says, let us go. And he says he traveled the stormy sea so that he can only heal one man. Brother, I want to tell you, we are servants of God, but you are the children of God. Because you are the most important than we. We minister. We work for you. We are servants of your Father. So you are the son, you are the daughter of God. So you so much well, he says, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a singer. But no, you are the most important. Because we are here to serve you. God did not spare any cost. He says, I have to fly here. I have to come here at my own cost so that I can come and preach to you so that your healing can be ministered. So God is not saving and sparing any cost about this way. That's why he's making a way. Regardless of who is there, regardless of how much they are boasting, regardless of how many they are, brother, I want to tell you, you are more important. Don't worry, you may be a little flock, but I want to tell you, God's people, they are not numbered. Oh, hallelujah. God's people, they are not numbered. But I want to tell you, God's people, they are weighed by what is inside of them. Because greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Because the Bible says, you have come unto Mount Zion. You have come unto the first, to the church of the firstborn. You have come to innumerable company of angels. When we gather in this place, the one with us, they are more than with the enemy. The one that are in us, they are more than the one that are in your way. Brother, I want to tell you, healing is in the way for you. Healing is, you are in a touching distance with healing. You might have been discouraged all along, but I want to tell you, healing is now. Because that way tonight is possible. Because Jesus is here. Regardless of how many devils are there, they may be a maniac, they may be a troop. We don't care because there is more with us than with them. There is innumerable company with us tonight to make sure that every promise in the Bible is fulfilled. I want to tell you tonight, there is innumerable company of angels, and we are going to make it regardless. We are not here to negotiate, no. We are here to take what belongs to us. We are here to take what, because faith is the biggest currency that never goes down. It buys any shares at any time. And we know faith is a snatcher. Faith is a bully. It does not negotiate. It just snatches. I want to tell you, we are not going to negotiate your healing. We are snatching your healing. We are not negotiating your blessing. We are snatching your blessing because faith is a snatcher. Because when we take by faith, then we maintain by prayer. Because we know that prayer, it keeps every blessing. The prophet says, you don't need to live a clean life to be healed. He says, you need just faith to be healed, but you need a clean life to maintain healing. So I want to tell you that way, that healing, whatever you want, you are just too close, brother, sister. Your days here on earth are numbered. So your days are numbered by months. You don't have time to waste. You don't have time to be healed tomorrow. You don't have time to be healed next week. No, because your days here are so short, you might as well enjoy. I want to tell you there is a possible way tonight. During the time of Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 14, we hear about the Red Sea. They say the God of Moses is a poor general because they said the Red Sea, he just led them into the Red Sea because the Red Sea was an impassable way. They said for you to cross the Red Sea, they said they had to open for 2 million people to go through the Red Sea. They need to open a gap of 5 kilometers. And they said the people, it would take them 4 hours to cross it. And they said it's impossible that these people will be able to make it. They said, Pharaoh started rejoicing and says, "Ah, now I have caught them. Now I have cornered them. I'm bringing them. My cheap labor is coming back home." But they had a surprise. They had a surprise that way that was impossible, that day it became possible. That way that was seems as if no one thought they would make it. Everyone just thought the probability of making it was zero. But that way was possible on that day. Because God of Moses was in them. And they said when they were crossing, they said the chariots of Pharaoh, they started coming and they started riding furiously. And they said the angel of the Lord removed their wheels. Oh, hallelujah. They said the wheels of the chariots, they were removed and they started making a lot of dust. Brother, I want to tell you, when you hear so much dust, when you hear the screaming of the devil, don't worry. He doesn't have the run flats. He is running on wheels. The wheels are gone. That's why the dust, that's why the noise. When you see sickness, just keep on pouncing on you. When you see situation, keep on binding and squeezing you. Brother, just know, he's just running on no wheels. He's just running. That's why the dust is making. That's why the noise. Because he's running off no wheels. Why? Because God has made a way. That is possible. Brother, God is going to take care of you. If he took care of 2 million people, brother, he took care of 2 million people for 40 years and people in transit. Not, he didn't take people 2 million, he didn't take care of people, 2 million people in West Palm Beach. No. He took care of people, 2 million in transit. People that to manage and to heal and to provide for 2 million people that are working for 40 years. You change the budget. America will run bankrupt. By just maintaining the healing, just those people, they were healed, they were fed, they had water from the rock, they had miracles, they had a pillar of fire, they had a pillar of cloud. They were blessed people, and God made a way for you. I want to tell you, if only did to Red Sea, we'll be thinking peradventure God chanced it. But the next thing we hear about Jericho, we hear about Joshua when he took over from Moses. Praise be to God. Glory. Amen. If you can go to the next slide, please. Okay. Joshua chapter 3, 13. Joshua, the same 2 million people, they came to the Red Sea. They came to Jericho. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of your feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of the earth, of all the earth, shall rest in the waters, that Jordan, the water Jordan, shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up upon a heap. Now we hear that God, Jordan, they said at that time it had overflown its banks, and it was impassable. No one knew that that road was blocked and they could not make it. But they say, God says, you send the priest. Let them take the word. And that way was possible. He, with 2 million people, Joshua, he learned something from Moses. And he said, regardless of what is in there, what's in our way, we are going to make it. And as sure as anything, he went through there. That's right. And if it stopped on there, then the next target. You know, the devil just keep on throwing these blockades after blockades. You know, for you just to come to the message, you are blocked here, you are blocked there. They were blocked by the Red Sea. They were blocked by Jordan. And the next stop was Jericho.
My iPad is just playing up here.
Praise the Lord. Try to block. He's a loser. Amen. Praise God. Joshua chapter 5. And he said, "Nay, but as the captain of the Lord's host, am I come?" And Joshua fell on his face on the earth and did worship and said, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is a holy ground." And Joshua said, the Lord said unto Joshua, "I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." Now, Jericho, they said it was so wide, the walls, that they could do some drag racing on top of it. But they said it was in the way. No one knew that way was going to be passable. But it was only brought down just by a shout. So sometimes when you see that the devil is trying to just keep on shouting. When you are sick and you don't see the way out, just keep on shouting. Because in that shout there is victory. So you just keep on praising God and praising God. They were in the first time, the second, the third, fourth, sixth day. And on the last day they said they went seven times. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Even your walls and the challenge that is before you, I want to tell you, tonight is a victim. Tonight God is looking for a victim. And I want to tell you the reason why we are here is to make sure that if he has done it before, he's going to do it again. Then this Jericho gone. We find that Jordan has been crossed. And then came Elijah. And Elijah said, "No, I have heard about this. And this river is standing in my way again." And what does Elijah do? In the book of Kings. All right. And Elijah took his mantle and rope together and smote the waters. They were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on the dry ground.
All right.
Brother, Red Sea was crossed once. But this river, Jordan, is now being crossed for the second time.
Amen.
So to prove Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
So sometimes then Elijah heard that it was done. Then he says, if it was done yesterday, it can be done again.
Amen.
Then he came and he smote it and he crossed it.
Right. Yeah.
And as if it is not enough. Oh my, I felt sorry for Jericho, for Jordan.
All right.
Elisha, on the same chapter.
Come on, brother.
Praise God.
Glory.
2 Kings chapter 2, 13. And he took also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him. And he smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went off. And the prophet, he says, Jordan symbolized death. Sometimes death comes and knocks on your door. Sometimes death comes and knocks on the church. But the church now needs to know that this river has been crossed before. This river has been crossed before. Because you find the prophet, he said one time there was a sister or a believer that died at Branham Tabernacle. And they said the prophet was not in the place, but the elders of the church, they have heard that Jordan has raised the storms again. And they said, they went to the undertaker and says, "Give us our believer. Don't empower him." And they prayed for that believer and he rose up again. And we have seen it over and over again. So as long as you see death knocking, brother, sister, I want to tell you, that way is possible. Don't worry about how much it is overflow. Don't worry about the statistics. Just look on the word of God. As the children of Israel were told, look and live. Look to Jesus and live. They had a simple solution. Don't look at the snake, whether it's a python, whether it's a black mamba, whether it's what, just look and live. So you did not need to look at what the statistics. No. Just look on the scripture. If you look on the scripture, your impossible way tonight is possible. The only need, you just need the only small currents. You don't need to have money in your bank. The only thing you need is faith. Faith is a current that you can purchase anything in any country and at every good rate. Praise be to God. I want to tell you that the prophet says, sometime, you know, we as Christian and along the way, we make mistakes. And sometimes the devil, he tells us, there's no way for you to go to church. There's no way you can come back to church. There's no way you're going back to God. And he says, he's the same person that made you to sin. He's the same person that influenced you to do the sin. And he's the same person that prosecutes you. But you need to tell him tonight, there is a way back for me. Because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to make way for sinners. Brother, if you know a brother, a sister that is far away, whatever the condition, whatever, whether they are in drugs, whatever they are in what, just go and tell them there is honey in the hook. There is a way to come back to God. God is calling you. God is ready to forgive. God is ready to give you a chance. The prophet in the message Jehovah Jireh, he says, now you talking about someone that you think you've got a little something that you can't get back to God. Look at Abraham out there, what he had done. He lied about his wife, setting out to one side. Any man would act like that too about his wife. There he was out here, out there. He was backslid, you say. But Brother Branham, I made a mistake last week or last month. I don't care how many mistakes you make. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of the Lord. If you are a child of Abraham, you are ready to realize, to recognize that is sin and come back to God again. God's mercy still hangs to you. Straight away, the prophet says, no matter how far you go, and you think this way to come back is impossible, he says, God, he says, our father Abraham, he even lied about his own wife. But the Lord said, that's my prophet. Let him pray for you. Brother, regardless, you are my brother, regardless of your condition. I saw an advert, he says, he's my brother. He says, my brother has got cancer, but he said, he's still my brother. Whether your brother is backslidden, he's still your brother. Whether he has done so many things, but his blood is ready to forgive and give him, because the Lord does not want the death of a sinner. Scriptural. God does not want the death of a sinner. That's the reason why he makes a way and a provision to make sure that that impossible way become possible. Amen. In Jehovah Jireh, he says, and I thought, oh God, how can you look at such as that? I thought, my little Sarah and Rebecca are going to have to be raised up in a world like that. You know the situation the prophet said when he went to a restaurant and he saw the old lady that was not dressed well and the policeman playing on the slot machine, and they said the teenagers doing what teenagers do. And he said, when you look at that, the prophet condemned. Amen. This is not a pastor. This is not a brother like me. This is the prophet himself. He says, wow, Lord, my daughters, are they going to raise up in this? And says, I don't see how you can stand in to look at such a thing. I was standing there criticizing. The two drunks with her got up and I went out to be gone just for a while. Just then I felt something moving on me. I went back and I sat down a little booth to the side. Nobody paid attention to me yet. It was kind of dark in the corner. And there God gave me a vision and changed my mind and things. Now the prophet says, God gave me a vision that changed my mind. He said, those people, he did not give them a chance. He had already condemned them. But he says, God changed my mind and things. That there is a way back. He didn't know how they're going to make. And he was given the vision of the blood bomb. I want to tell you, there is a blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Because it will never cry vengeance. It always cries mercy, mercy, mercy. So no matter what, we must be able to outreach and tell the vilest of sinners, there is room for you. Amen. We need to be able to preach and tell West Palm Beach that there is room in the inn. There is a room for everyone. This is the place that each and everyone is. Pastor here is the pastor to the community. All right. The businessman here is his pastor. Yes. That drunkard you see on the street, that's his pastor. The man that you see that behaves, misbehaves, that's his pastor. So you need to tell them that you must come to where you belong. Because the prophet says Elijah was Jezebel's pastor. Regardless whether they like it or they don't, their pastor is here. Their church is here. So you must be able to tell them and says, brother, you need to come back home. Amen. You are not a visitor, but you are coming back home because this is where you belong. Maybe in closing, because today is Wednesday, just to keep our time, I want to read in the Message Mighty Conqueror. It says, there is so little spoke of this ascension. It's one of the greatest days when he ascended up. Because all over the earth, since the day in the Garden of Eden, that sin was committed, all heavens was shut off from mankind. The prophet, he says, since the days of Eden, the heavens were shut off. And they said, this ascension is not spoken too much about. But he says, but it is one of the greatest days when he ascended up there. See, Christ with his own blood is a high priest anointed with the power of God, raised from the dead, and he tore down the dominion of Satan, and he broke the domain, and he went through the heavens beyond heavens, and he was come to the lowest on earth. Every angel, archangel, every principality and power, he tore down and spoiled it. At his crucifix and resurrection, everything Satan had, he broke through the veil of sin. He tore it apart with the high priest's blood of his own blood. Now, there was an impossible way. That when people want to pray, remember Daniel, he was withstood for 21 days. Because they said sin like pollution. It was polluting and polluting. Until people could, their prayers were not hindered. They were being blocked by the sins of the world. But they said the Lord Jesus Christ, when he ascended, they said that impossible way, they said he bored a hole so that my prayer and your prayer cannot be hindered. So now when we pray, there is nothing that can hinder there, because that impossible way is already, when he ascended, he made a way for our prayers. So no matter what the devil can say or how much he can shrink, it does not matter, because that way is already been poured. That way has already been made. So my prayer today cannot be hindered. Whatever I've requested, the Lord has to give it to. The prophet said, the Lord has answered all my prayers. If he didn't tell me, he told me why. He said, so your prayers, he said, if you agree on anything, if you bound anything on earth, it's bound in heaven. So if you pray, your prayer cannot be stopped. Brother, when you prayed, when you were a little girl, your prayer is still valid. Okay, let me explain this. There was a person called Aizen. The English word, yeah, that one. Thank you, Pastor. Praise be to God. He said, when you fire a shell, he says, if it does not burst, what do? He said, fire another one. Yeah. Right? And he says, if you fire a shell and it does not burst, what do? You fire another one. He says, at the end, one of them is going to what? Is going to burst. So in another ways, your prayer is just like a bomb. So when you're a little girl, says, Lord, I want a good marriage, that was firing a bomb. So when you seek, you fire, you pray. Remember that it's a law of ammunition. That if you fire a bomb is a bomb. Whether it's they either say it's exploded or unexploded, but it's still a what? A bomb. You cannot take it and put it in the display. You cannot take it home. It becomes a what? A bomb. So when you pray in the morning, you are just shelling the place. When you pray in the evening, you are sharing the prayer. Brother, sister, I want to tell you that the impossible way is full of your bombs. So your bombs are lengthy. You have prayed for the past 2 years, your bombs are lengthy. You fasted, your bombs are lengthy. I want to tell you, your prayers is your a bomb is a bomb. Brother, I want to tell you, a bomb is a bomb, regardless where it lands. Even up today, we're still in London. We're still dealing with the bombs of World War I. When we found them, we don't treat them like artifacts. No, we even evacuate houses and accommodation. They are left. People, they run away because a bomb is a what? It's a bomb. So your prayer, regardless, when you pray, just make sure that you are bombing. Yeah, just bombing that place. I want to tell you, your prayer is not in vain. Your prayer every day is hitting the target. It's hitting the target. The devil is just telling, it's an exploited bomb. It's an exploited bomb. But I want to tell you one thing. One secret of bombs. One of these days, there is a bomb that is going to land. When one bomb explodes, the rest of them are going to explode. When all we need tonight is to fire that last one igniting bomb. We want to fire that tonight so that all your prayers can now, every prayer that you have prayed, we are now firing the last bomb. I want to tell you, church, tonight we have come here to support you, to make sure that you fire the last bomb. Are you ready, church? Are you ready, church? Don't get scared of praying. Just keep on firing. In the morning, even when you are tired, just keep on, go to your ammunition and just fire it. Hallelujah. Just wake up in the morning and pray. Just fire the bomb. I want to tell you, in the evening, just fire the bomb. Wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, just fire the bomb. Just make sure you nuclear the bomb. One of these days, all of the bombs are going to ignite. It may be tonight. It may be tonight that we are firing the last bomb. Oh, I want to tell you, Moses, he fired the bomb first time. And he says, let my people go. They said he turned the water into blood. That was the first bomb. Pharaoh says, I'm not going. But that bomb, it landed. Hallelujah. And they said, when he turned it into blood, they says all the fishes, they were destroyed. And Moses said, okay, hold on. I fired the bomb here. And Pharaoh is not moving. But I want to tell you, one thing that was happening to the Egyptian, he took away fish from their table. The fish industry, he already closed it. So the Egyptian, the fishing industry was closed. And he says, oh, they don't hear that. Let me fire the next bomb. He fired the next bomb. He sent the frogs. And they did not hear. He says, okay, let's send the next bomb. He fired the next bomb. It was the locust. They said they ate all the greeneries. They ate all the vegetables. So the Egyptians, the pharaohs, they were no longer eating any greens because it was removed from their table. But Moses didn't see the effects of his bombing. Brother, it did not stop there. So their agriculture was now put to zero. Their fishing industry was gone. And he says, okay, let's keep on firing. And he says, let me fire the next bomb. They said there was hailstone. They said every animal that was out there, they said it was hit and destroyed. Brother, by the time that Moses left Egypt, the fishing industry was gone. The agriculture was gone. The animal industry was gone. And the next thing, he said, okay, let me kill all their firstborns. So that was the last igniting bomb until Pharaoh says, okay, let me tap out. You win. You can go. Brother, I want to tell you tonight, let's make sure we hit the devil so that he can tap out. We are tapping out. Make sure that night you fire the bomb until he taps out. If he doesn't tap out, don't stop. Just keep on firing. In the morning, fire. It's evening, fire. Just keep on praying. Because I want to tell you, Moses, he fired. And the last time he says, okay, I'm going to put you on your knees. He says, I'm taking all your cheap labor. He says, I'm going with them. Brother, when he left Egypt, they had no resources to follow Israel after that. They never followed. That was the end of being a superpower. Brother, so when you pray, when you are so discouraged, you don't know what your prayer is doing. It's destroying your enemy so that he cannot follow your children, so that he cannot follow your grandchildren. So we need to make sure tonight we fire enough to protect future generations. We fire enough to make sure that we save something for our children, to make sure there is a worshiping place for our children, to make sure that our children, they have somewhere to go. I want to tell you, don't get tired. Don't get tired. That impossible, well, tonight, it is possible. In the book of Corinthians, it says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be accomplished. I want to tell you, if God has done it yesterday, he has to do it again. Because doing it once is not enough. If God filled you with the Holy Ghost yesterday, he has to do it again. Less last time people say it is emotion. If God heals you, he must heal you again. Because when he healed you last time, lest the people say it was chance. Lest you think it was a Panadol. Lest you think it was a medication. No. If he did it yesterday, he must do it today. Brother Jake, because God gave you a house yesterday, he must give you twice. Because to prove that it was him. Because he must repeat it, because it is Hebrews 13 verse 8, which is the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. So that means he must be repeating. Repetition is powerful. Brother, you cannot call yourself a musician because you have played once. You must play twice. You must play three times. You must play in different conditions. You must play, you must sing in England. You must sing in London. You must sing in your shower to prove, because doing it once, peradventure we say it's a chance. I want to tell you, a preacher cannot preach once. He has to preach twice, because we think the first time he's taught the notes, so it's a chance. But the repetition is what? It's powerful. I want to tell you tonight, we are here to break records, because it has already been done, because there's no new thing under the sun. So what has been done, it has already been done. You are only breaking the record. How many times it has been done? Cancer has been healed so many times. We are here to break the record. I want to tell you, people have got homes, but you are here to break the record. So we are here to make sure there is a standing record that Jordan was crossed two times. And Elisha said, I have to break that record and make it number three. Because we are the Elijah. We are the Elisha of the day. Elijah is gone and we are here. What he did with the prophets, we need to make sure we break that record. Because there is many of us, like David, he killed a giant. But the mighty gender warriors, they started breaking the records. So tonight, I want to tell you, church, we must break records. We must break records of healing in West Palm Beach. We must break records of deliverance. We must break records of having young people in church. I want to tell you, we must see young people in church. That record must be broken, because there must be a sustainability. There must be future ministers. Those children, they belong to us. They are our children. We claim them under the token by the vicarious suffering and the arguments of the cross of Calvary. I want to tell you, once is not enough. I want to tell you, once is not enough. If you did it yesterday, if you prayed and breakthrough yesterday, I want to tell you, once is not enough. Because yesterday, it might be peradventure, it was chance. So you need to make sure that you pray at home and break through. You need to make sure when you come to church like this, you must make sure you break through. If you had been filled with the Holy Ghost, you say, Lord, fill me again. Because the one man was, they said he was healed. He said, I started seeing people as trees. He was already seeing, the vision was there. And Jesus said, once is not enough. He touched him again. Jesus, one time he raised someone from the dead, and they said, that person, we don't think he was dead. We think by adventure they dragged him, he was dosed. Next time he said, okay, he waited for 4 days. When everyone had proof of it, that this man was dead. Until some people, they said, he stinketh. And he said, once is not enough. He raised Lazarus out of the dead. No matter your situation, no matter what you're going through, I want to tell you that God, all things are possible with God. They said in the book of Psalms, they said, they spoke evil of God. They says God cannot. So when you say God cannot provide for you, that's when you are speaking evil. They said he cannot finish tables in the wilderness. God said, what? You know, the moment you limit God, that's where the problem starts. Because they said one king, he said, God of Israel is only God of the mountains. And God had him. And God took it personal. You know when the doctor says you cannot be healed, God takes it personal. He says, what? This is my daughter. I bought her. I bought her with my own blood. And this man says, God just do it to prove a point. We are here. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, victory is so addictive. When you got healed once, you can stand on that platform and says God can do it again. If he has provided for you yesterday, all it is building your faith. Every day is building your faith. That's how it works, because once is not enough. If he heals you of a toothache, next time when you have a headache, you know that God can heal me. The next time when you have got cancer, you know that God can heal me. Because doing it once is not enough. I want to tell you, West Palm Beach, there is more. You are here to see what God can do with people. Your blessing, you know, it does not make God rich to keep your blessing. He doesn't increase in value because he didn't give you a blessing. He is still God. Neither does it make him poorer that he gives it away. It doesn't make him rich to keep it. Neither does it make him poor because he gives it away. So he has no reason why, he has no grudge why he cannot give to you. It's only you that needs to realize that God is more willing. And the prophet said there is a crevice. God is so, they said God is burning inside. He's just looking for a crevice where he can explode and empty out himself. God, he wants to bless someone beyond measure. He wants to fill someone beyond measure. But he's only looking for someone who can believe it. Because he has done it in the past and is here to do it again. As Dwight Moody says, he says, the world is here to see what God can do with and by a man that is fully surrendered to God. I want to tell you, if you're fully surrendered to God, you're here to see what God can do in this place. Regardless of the impossible way, no. Don't look at the circumstance. Look at the promise. Look at the promise of God. He is more than able to fulfill each and every promise in this book. Every promise, every chapter, every verse, it belongs to this church. And this whole book is a love letter full of promises to you. That he sent a prophet messenger so that he can explain it and break it down to you. That the Bible, healing, and everything else, to know that God is a God of sozo power. He did not only save your soul, but he is here to save your soul and to heal your bodies. Amen. To make sure that you have got plenty. God does not want you to beg. No. God, he wants you to be plenteous in God. And the prophet says, I wish you to be prosperous, spiritual, material, physical, and financial. So God, he wants you to be prosperous in all those four factors of life. So you are not doing God a favor by not getting them. Tell your neighbor, you are not doing God a favor by not taking your blessing. You are not doing God a favor by you not receiving the Holy Ghost. God is more willing to give it to you than for you to receive it. I want to tell you, just look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. And we are here to reinforce it. We are here to stand with you. We are here to increase the firepower. We are here to make sure that everything is fulfilled. We are here to make sure that whatever, maybe your situation is just used for you to pray in English. Today we are here, we pray in all tongues. I want you to make sure that you call that 999. We just make sure that each and every one of you, today, we want to pray. I want you just to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, the cheapest phone call, which never struggles, is prayer. Amen. Jeremiah 3:3:3, call unto me. And I'll answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Brother, there are things that you don't know. You have seen sickness, but you don't know what's called healing. You have seen how to be troubled, but you have never known what's called joy. But the Bible says, call unto me. I want to introduce you tonight to a good lifeline. I want to introduce you tonight to a connection. This connection is the best connection ever. This is the connection of Jesus Christ. He's on the other side. I want to tell you, saints, God is ready. He's willing. He's pulsating. He can't wait to give it to you. He can't wait to see your smile on your face. Brother, God is not that unjust. No. He's not that dad that you think you always, when you sin, he's ready to pounce on you. But when you do things which are right, where is he? I want to tell you, you don't serve God for naught. God is ready to bless you. God bless you, West Palm Beach. It has been a pleasure to be here. God bless you. Over to you, Pastor.
Glory, glory, glory. My, what a bomb that was dropped tonight. I think Brother Teach started out by saying high risk, high returns. And what a return, amen, on just, you know, the thought to have him speak tonight. And I certainly leave here encouraged. Just seemed like our faith has been elevated to another level through these meetings and everything. And I know as Brother Teach was just speaking there, I just thought about, I always kind of joke about getting married. And when we got married, I bought a ring for my wife and thought, okay, this is good. And I think we hit the 10 year mark. And she started looking at some other rings. And I thought to myself, like, oh my, I thought the first one was, I thought that was it. That was, so, you know, over time, I'm like, okay, all right, let's get the ring, you know. And then we hit the 25 year mark. Praise the Lord. And we start having those conversations again. Amen. Once is not enough. And as a husband, I'll just be honest with you. When a husband's able to provide for his wife, when she has a desire like that, it puts something, a little smile on his face. It's just an accomplishment that, we did it. You know, we did it. And I just began to think, if I can feel that way as a normal man, what does God feel like when he provides for every one of our needs? Amen. It puts a smile on his face. It don't make him less. More poor. I think richer or poorer. It doesn't make him poorer to give it, and it don't make him richer to keep it. But I think it puts a smile on his face when he sees his bride blessed. Oh, I tell you the truth. Amen. I just feel like dropping bombs. Amen. Every prayer is another bomb. Glory. And man, one of these bombs gonna go off. And when that gonna go off, it triggers all the other bombs. So I tell you, just keep dropping, church. Whatever, just keep dropping bombs. Brother Branham told us that the weakest Christian, when they hit their knees, all hell begins to shake. Glory to God. Brother Teach, God richly bless you. We have been blessed. I don't know, I guess a couple weeks ago it started. And it's hard to see it all come to an end. It's just hard. My prayer, my desire, it's even so come, Lord Jesus. Because we just need fellowship like this for eternity. Amen. We need it for eternity. I know on tomorrow, amen, we have some of the saints that will be traveling back. But Brother Gwenna, we are so appreciative, amen, that you made it over, you and Sister Gwenna. And you brought some mighty warriors with you. Brother Steve and Sister Precious, God bless you all. We really, really appreciate your ministry. And just you know, so many things since even, you know, last Wednesday, just the supernatural. God came down and spoke. And I told the church there that we had a building that we had four brothers that were scheduled. We're not lepers, but it was four of us scheduled to go and visit a building, and we went to see the building, and you know, just Sister Tanya just randomly sent me a text. She said, "Brother Jack, this building available. We got to look at it." I say, "Sister Tanya, that's the very building that I was talking about last night." And I say, "Well, you know," I say, "and here, that all I can tell you all, church, is we dropping bombs. And one of these bombs gonna explode. We are moving by faith. We're engaging the different people that we need to engage. We're doing everything. We just getting in action." Amen. And I just love what he said. You know, it's don't, you know, when you're looking for God to bless you with something, you don't necessarily need to look at the price tag. That, you know why? That's not your concern. That's God's concern. So don't say no. Don't say no because you looked at a price tag. Now give God an opportunity to do something great. Hey, the same God that provides $5 is the same God that provides $5 million. It's not a different God. Amen. We don't go to one God to get $5 and another God to get $5. No, it's the same God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So it's his responsibility. Amen. We just leave it all in his hands, but we're just moving by faith. And we accepted the challenge last week, Brother Steve. We accepted that challenge. Now this week we've been encouraged, and we're just going to keep dropping bombs. Something going to strike at some point in time. Woo, Lord have mercy. So I told Brother Gwen, I said, "Now our desire is, you know, we usually do Easter in UK, but we're trusting that the Lord's going to open the door for us to do Easter here. And we'll have to bring all the preachers back." And they told us now it's going to be a lot more coming next time. They've already warned us about that. So we'll be ready for them. Praise God. We'll be under expectation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was just telling my wife, I said, I was just looking around. I said, I was watching the saints just rejoicing and worshiping. And it's just something about that worship. You know, I said, you know, I don't like to just have services like that during the meetings. I want that to just be a normal occurrence for us. So we might have to update some things. Amen. But the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Pastor, would you like to have any words before you leave? I know you're going to be leaving. You leaving tomorrow? You want to have any words before you leave? Sure.
Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. It sure has been good to be here. Amen. But I want to say, once is not enough. So we shall return, because once is not enough. Our God is a God of repetition. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So we got to do this again. God giving us some grace. Praise the Lord. So I can tell you, Brother Teach is coming again, because it was his first time, and once is not enough. A man is snared with his own words. Brother Steve is coming again, because once is not enough. You gotta do it again. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something about Florida. Amen. We feel home here. We just feel at home. Amen. I just want to thank you all for your hospitality. It's really, really been good. And God richly bless you. We sure had a wonderful time. And we That's why we say we want to do it again. Amen. To me, this is like second home now. I've got reasons to come back. Amen. We kind of learned something, that if there is an invitation to come to West Palm Beach, whilst we are still praying, we are already packing. We learned that one from Sister Erica. Says if Brother Jack receives an invitation to go to London, whilst he's praying, I'm packing. If it's not about the preaching, at least I'm coming to see my grandson. So I'm okay. God bless you, saints. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. Until we meet, the Lord be with you. God bless you, Brother Jack.
Praise the Lord. Well, I also want to thank the Lord. I forgot to mention earlier, but my daughter's here with us tonight. And, amen, so good to have her from Indiana. And I know that Sister Sarah, you'll be leaving on Friday. It's been good to have you, Sister Sarah, with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I won't proselyte you. You're in a really good church there, so I ain't gonna proselyte, but it's good to have you here, amen, with your father and your brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Excuse me, one second. Say that again. Yes, okay, I'm sorry. What do I have there? Oh. So we got some birthdays coming up. Brother Joseph, happy birthday, brother. God bless you. So you have a birthday twin over here, Brother Shama. Amen. God bless you and happy birthday to you, my precious brother. And now they revealed a secret. I follow you, brothers. Amen. But before you get to me, you got to go to Sister Michelle. Happy birthday, Sister Michelle. On tomorrow. Amen. And then on Saturday, I'll be celebrating another birthday. We thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So don't forget our service this Sunday, prayer from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then Sunday morning service at 10:30 a.m. We'll continue to stream through Twitter, Facebook, as well as our church website, john423.org. We have a couple events that are coming up for our young people. There, August 6th, there's a youth outing at 3 p.m., ages 15 and below. Please see Brother Simba and Sister Ruth. And I did want to say, Brother Quentin and Sister Sarah just kind of stepped up this weekend, and we really appreciate you all for accommodating the youth that were out of town. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also the sisters that were helping with all the serving and everything, thank y'all so much. We really, really appreciate it. It means a lot. Also, there's a youth evening breakfast devotion that's going to happen on August 19th at our home. So again, see Brother Simba and Sister Ruth for more information. And I believe the next slide there just talks about the meetings that are coming up. So this weekend, Bride Tabernacle Jesus Christ, their annual tent meetings, Brother Henry Simmons. Also, September 2nd through 4th, Greater Faith Assembly in Columbia, South Carolina. And then September 23rd through 25th, there's a men's meeting, Brother Barry Coffee there in Tennessee. And then October 27th through 30th, Bethel Youth Camp, Travelers Rest, South Carolina with Brother Jason Watkins. So those are some upcoming events. Keep that in mind. And our giving, we have multiple ways. Here in the sanctuary, we have a little box here to my right. As you're going out, you can give there. If you want to give online, we have Zelle, Cash App, PayPal. If you use PayPal or Zelle, use the email address of giving at john423.org. If you use Cash App, we are $SpiritandTruthT. And if you want to mail an offering in, the address is there at the bottom of the screen. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that you have done. We have just been so blessed, Lord, by the saints that have come from the UK. Lord, words just fail us. We just starting back, Lord, just from Selah Hamalekath, Lord, all the way to tonight, Lord, and this impassable way. But oh God, but when you show up, you make it passable. And that's all we need, Lord, is for you to just open doors that we can't see. We heard last week the influence of the spoken word, Lord, and just throughout the weekend, all the various sermons that were preached. My, what an anointing, Lord, what a change, amen, that has taken place even inside of each and every one of us. Lord, we just long for this. It's been years and years that we've been able to get together, and now that we've come together, it's hard for us to part from one another. But Lord, we agree with Brother Gwena, once is not enough. So Lord, we're looking for it to happen again, somehow, some way that you'll make a way for us to do this all over again. We pray your mercies upon the saints as they prepare to travel, Lord, and all the different issues been coming up at the airports and all that. Lord, let things just go through so smooth for them that they'll make it back home safely, Lord. There'll be no issues. We bind the hands of the enemy that might try to come against them in any way. Lord, those that'll be spending still a few more days here and just getting an opportunity to just kind of vacation, and Lord, just enjoy here. We ask that you give them good weather, and Lord, let them just enjoy themselves, just a little rest and relaxation. Meet every need that they would have, oh God, is our prayer. And Father, we just ask again that you look upon your servant, Brother Wesco, as he prepares for this procedure on tomorrow. God, go before him. And Lord, give him a peace that passeth all understanding. May it guide and guard his heart and mind. And we just pray that you continue to bless the church, Lord, and just all the brothers that are just there supporting him and standing by his side. Lord, just bless him abundantly. We thank you for that we were able to kind of bring all this together. Thank you for all the brothers, Brother Mike, Brother Fredo, Brother John. Oh God, Brother Stanley, Brother Jing, Lord, all of them just coming together and making these things happen and just creating an environment where the people could be blessed. We're grateful for it. So we ask your blessings upon each and every one. Keep us until we're able to meet again. It's in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. 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 The Lord richly bless you. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you.